More than 90% of the future doctors surveyed had had less than 1 hour of instruction in the ethical obligations of physicians serving in the military, and more than two-thirds of the students did not know that the Geneva Conventions on Prisoner Treatment apply regardless of whether a war has been formally declared or not. University of Minnesota bioethicist Dr. Stephen Miles says that lack of knowledge isn't surprising, given that only a small proportion of doctors end up serving in the military. But he says what the doctors at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo Bay didn't know had broad repercussions.
An enormous amount of damage to the U.S. military and indeed to our mission in Iraq could have been avoided if the physicians had blown the whistle on these abuses.
Miles says the medical ethics knowledge doctors need and are not getting is equally important in civilian medicine. He says a physician's understanding of what is torture and what isn't is just as crucial as doctors drawing the loyalty line when they do research for pharmaceutical companies.
You, as a consumer of a drug, want to be assured that the doctor who is overseeing the study of that drug not wind up shading that drug to look better or less hazardous than it really is.
Miles says medical schools have a lot of work to do in beefing up ethical training so that future doctors are required to grapple with the dual loyalty to either a military mission or a pharmaceutical company and learn to balance that with their responsibility for the welfare of their patients. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.